Hey, Bobby, you know what's... Don't interrupt me! What? Bobby, look, you just threw me completely off. Bobby, do you know what's creepy?
What, Lauren?
I could be like, you!
Tell me, please.
Sleeping.
Oh, it's very weird.
Yeah, which
is... Very creepy.
Which is funny, because I had a lot of coffee this morning, and I feel like it's a very... big contrast from the last episode where I was falling asleep.
Yeah, and same. I feel good. Energized. Yeah,
we were both tired because we had to film we had a busy week and we had to film the podcast
at night
and it was not ideal. So today we're doing it during the day.
Normal time
and on coffee.
Yes. On caffeine.
And now it's ironic because today's topic is sleeping. I feel like if we were talking about it last time,
we would have just been sleeping on the podcast.
Yeah, so originally Bobby pitched this as dreams are yes. creepy. He wanted to talk about dreams. And I thought that was a good idea, but then I was like, no, I have a better.
Okay.
I don't know, I'm so mean to you. You're today.
So mean.
It's the coffee.
You're so energized. A lot of hatred for me.
I love you.
A lot of judgment.
All the judgment.
You had a good idea, but mine was better.
Well, your ideas in this. Your idea sparked my idea.
I'm glad. I'm glad I could spark your genius.
So we're going to be covering like sleep and dreams and nightmares and night terrors, which I knew is something you wanted to talk about, see? So mm-hmm. I made sure I put a little section in
Thanks.
There.
Thanks. Appreciate
for night
it.
Terrors.
Thank you.
Your favorite thing.
My favorite.
But yeah, that's going to be the show today. And I'm actually very excited because I have so many notes. I hope we can get through all of them without making this really long.
Well, like they say, let's jump into it.
Who's they?
There's people on the internet.
That's scary.
What do you mean?
They say this.
Like DeFranco and all them? What?
I can only think of one person and it's DeFranco.
Everyone says it. Everyone I watch. Jump into it.
Everyone
says it. It's just like second nature for everyone.
Okay.
Next time you're watching someone, they're going to say, all right, let's just jump into it.
Okay. Next time somebody says that, I'm just going to look right at you. Be like, you were right.
Text me.
They say that.
They say it all the time.
Okay. So did you, I like that I write prompts for myself and the prompt is, did you know, dot, dot, dot.
Maybe.
That sleep is essential for good health.
Yes.
Okay.
Very aware.
Well, some people do not know that. I can guarantee you there's lots of people that I have talked to that are like, it's not a big deal.
I keep getting recommended this guy on YouTube Shorts. He's like a, I don't know, workout guy. And he's always like preaching about how great he is at life. And one of the things is like, I get sleep and I do this and I do that. And I'm like, about recovery. And I'm, yeah, you know.
Sleep is important.
That's very important. Yeah. Well, I hate these people that like brag about how good they are at like working out and recovery and sleeping. Oh. It's like, I do all these things so I can optimize my health. And it's like, cool, man. Good for you. You put tape on your mouth so you can breathe out your nose. I guess you don't have any sinus issues.
I don't know anything about any of these people. I don't watch.
It's this thing. All of a sudden, like, it's funny how like I'll get recommended things and patterns and I have like two different people talking about how important it is to breathe through your nose when you're sleeping. And I'm like, yes.
How do you do that?
You're supposed to tape your mouth shut.
When you're sleeping?
Yes. Well, before you're sleeping, you tape it. But yes.
Yeah, that'd be pretty impressive if you taped your mouth while you were sleeping.
I mean, I have, now that I have what's it called? The water.
Deviated septum?
Humidifier. Now that I have the humidifier right next to me, it helps and I don't wake up with my nose clogged. Because I also learned that there's a thing where like one of the side of your nostrils will like clog up.
One side.
Do you have that when you sleep? Do you always breathe? Like, do you have one of your nostrils like clog up? Or do you have no breathing issues? Are you?
I don't know. I guess none. Because
my
don't
right nostril always clogs up. I can never breathe out of my right
but
nostril.
But you also have like, you had the deviated septum. And
yeah, I'm sure it's still messed up. But my left nostril is good, but it produces a lot of snot and boogers. So I have to clear it out at night. so that I can breathe like these guys are telling me through my nose, or else I'm just going to be a terrible person if I don't breathe right.
You're not going to
sleep.
You're not going to hit your health goals.
Nah, well, whoops. Sorry.
That is the funny. They used to say that when the baby was born, they were like, because your body's recovering. So you're basically recovering from an injury. And their main advice is like, make sure you sleep enough. And it's like, oh, thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you, doctor. I'll try to do that with my baby that's waking me up every 2 hours.
I love how it's like, sleep's so important. Everyone should be getting it. It's like, but our society doesn't really promote the proper ways. It's like,
yeah.
All right. Sorry. Little tangent.
I say, I got through one sentence of my lots.
And
of
look notes. How it sparked my rage.
So also, did you know that we actually need sleep to survive, just like food and water? So you can actually, I mean, I'm sure somebody's told me this, but it didn't register to me that you can die if you don't sleep.
Yes.
Like eventually you'll die.
Yes.
Do you know what the longest recorded time of not sleeping is?
I just saw it out of the corner of my eye, but.
Oh.
That's pretty impressive.
It's 264 hours, which is just over 11 consecutive days of not sleeping. That's the longest.
Did you look into this more? How did they track this?
I don't know. It was probably research.
Just some guy.
Research.
Someone was maybe like, hey, I haven't slept in 11 days.
Maybe they gave him stimulants. It had to have been research.
Yeah.
Because it does say, although it's unclear exactly how long humans can survive without sleep. And that's because there's been situations where people have said that somebody died due to sleep, but it hasn't been properly researched and or fact checked, I guess, ever, which is kind of crazy. But it says because it's not long before the sleeps of sleep deprivation start to show. After only 3 or 4 nights without sleep, you start to hallucinate.
Yeah.
Which must be interesting.
Sounds. I mean, I'm sure most people can't go a day without it.
Yeah. This is 3 to 4 nights without any. Without
that's crazy. Sleep. I'm sure a lot of military or.
Oh, yeah.
People who work crazy jobs have to go through that sometimes. People work nights, insomnia.
Yeah, it says it's.
Aren't we watching a True Life episode where people couldn't sleep?
Yeah, I was watching that old True Life episodes. That's but terrible. There are conditions.
Oh, yeah.
Like for people that can't sleep, which is crazy to me. Like they'll just lay there all night.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
A lot of people have trouble. It was interesting because I was having issues falling asleep a while ago, and then I started taking melatonin every night.
Yeah.
But then I was always groggy and tired going in the middle of the day. And you're like, oh, you should try. Yeah, maybe it's affecting it. And I just quit it cold turkey and I've been sleeping fine.
Yeah. For anybody who needs to hear this, because I didn't know until I was taking melatonin for about a week straight because I forget what was going on. I don't know if I was stressed or whatever, but I just couldn't sleep well.
And I was taking it every night.
Yeah. You and Bobby was taking it every night for months.
Months,
and
a year, who knows?
I was only taking it here and there if I had a stressful day or I was super awake before we went to bed. It's only every now and then, but then for a solid week I was taking it. I forget why. And after a couple days, after 2 or 3 days even, I was just feeling super slow, not myself, had no energy, had no motivation, wanted to take a nap halfway through the day. I was like, this is so weird because I slept fine all night. I slept through the night. I took melatonin. So then I Googled it and a girl wrote an article about she tried melatonin for a week and that's exactly what happened to her. Was she started feeling really tired during the day. So I just stopped it. And within a day or two, I was back to normal. I was like, whoa. So I haven't taken melatonin since because Bobby started, I started realizing Bobby also kept complaining that he was tired and wanting to take a nap halfway through the day. I was like, you got to stop melatonin. I'm telling you, that's what it is.
And I did.
He did. And he learned. So anybody who takes melatonin on a daily basis and you still feel tired during the day, that's why. Try not taking it for a couple days.
Yeah.
And see if you feel back to the way you were because it was crazy.
Yeah. Find other ways.
Have some chamomile tea. we can go into this more later, but I've learned.
Reading does it for me.
Yeah. Reading. You have to find some sort of tone down activity. Like reading always makes me tired. You also are supposed to stay away from screens for the last 30 minutes before you go to bed. Which definitely does help.
I think so.
you're also supposed to do like a wind down activity. So I find if I'm if I work all the way up until I'm supposed to go to bed, I don't sleep well.
Yeah. Like if I'm playing
stimulated all the way.
If I'm playing Destiny, like when I used to do late night raids or whatever, and I was up late and then I'd go to bed, it would be hard for me to fall asleep. And then I would dream I'm playing the game. And it was like, that happened
like when I used to live stream at night.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the worst. I stopped doing that because I could not fall asleep after I would live stream. Anything overly stimulating, like an exciting game, like cozy games are fine. If you want to play Stardew Valley or Animal Crossing, that's cool, but not Destiny. So it says, while it has been reported in humans only anecdotally, I didn't know what that meant, so I looked it up. It means like what I said, where you were like, I heard Sharon down the street died because she didn't sleep whatever days. Like anecdotally means people have said it, but there's no like actual research or factual evidence.
Word of mouth, rumor, whatever.
But a widely cited study in rats conducted by Chicago-based researchers in 1989 showed that a total lack of sleep inevitably leads to death. Sleep accounts for 1/4 to 1/3 of the human lifespan.
Mm.
That's crazy.
I like the saying, I'll sleep when I'm dead. The boomer saying.
Is that a boomer saying?
I feel like that's definitely a boomer and beyond saying.
I feel like that's just a young person say. Like, it's like when you go out to like 4 a.m. and then you're like, it's fine. I'll sleep when I'm dead.
I guess so.
I want a party.
Yeah.
Okay, I say, what are boomers doing up late at night?
Working.
So then as I was researching this, I was like, I know kind of why we need sleep, but at the same time, I don't. And there's a reason, and it's creepy. Like, why we sleep.
Like, the scientific reasons why we need it?
Yes.
Well,
it is funny, because we heard, what's his name? Pete Holmes does, like, a comedy bit where he's like, it'd be really weird if aliens came down here and they wanted to learn about our species. And they're like, okay, what do you do for energy? And they're like, we eat food.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay. And then you get energy. Yes. And they're like, okay, well, why do you sleep at night? So it's like, or no, they were like, and then at the end of the day, we just have to shut the whole thing down. Yeah. And they were like, for what? And he was like, to get energy. He goes, well, don't you get that from food? No, you still need to shut the whole thing down at the end of the day, no matter how much you eat. It's like, why is that?
It'll be cool to see if in the future they're able to mitigate sleep through some sort of like supplements. And all right, tell me the science.
So sleep is vital for the brain's ability to adapt to input. If we sleep too little, we become unable to process what we've learned during the day, and we have more trouble remembering it in the future.
Hmm.
Researchers also believe that sleep may promote the removal of waste products from brain cells, something that seems to occur less efficiently when the brain is awake.
Interesting.
Sleep is vital to the rest of the body, too. When people don't get enough sleep, their health risks rise. Symptoms of depression, seizures, high blood pressure, and migraines can worsen. Immunity is compromised, which I can definitely vouch. If I had a really rough night or like a night or two,
you're
way more susceptible to getting sick.
When you don't get good sleep, it impacts you like quick, fast. You're not good.
Like the next day.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Immediately.
It can increase the likelihood of illness and infection. Sleep also plays a role in metabolism. That's why they always say you should get good sleep if you're trying to like lose weight or get fit, like Bobby's health guys always say. Even one night of missed sleep can create a pre-diabetic state in an otherwise healthy person.
Jeez, our human bodies suck. We really do. We're so weak.
This is the creepiest part. A lot is still unknown about the purpose of sleep.
What do you mean?
People just don't. Like,
we just went over what like the purposes of
that's it. Their theories. They're all structured as theories. They don't actually know. They just assume from like their studies that that's what it is. But there's no like 100% this is what sleep is for.
Hmm. Okay. That's a little odd.
Because all of the things that you do in your sleep also happen during the day. They just happen more efficiently at night. But like they don't just cease during the day. So I wrote after that, I was like, there's a lot of things. Okay. Every time I go into a new category of sleep, it always ends with, there's still a lot unknown about this. And I'm like, sleep has been around since the dawn
of man.
And people still don't know anything about it. Like, isn't that a little weird? Are people all freaked out by that?
It's probably just not a something that people are putting much time and money into.
I care about.
Of course.
I'll put the money into the research.
Now people are a little more cognizant of it. And it's just, there was no care for it. Back in the day, it was just work and live and figure it out and deal with it. Now we are a little more, you know, caring of our health and long term and want to be better. Oh.
Billie Eilish's song that always got to me. I don't know which one.
I think I know.
It says, when we all fall asleep, where do we go? And I was like, where do we go? Where do we go?
I've heard cool theories. One of them was that when you fall asleep, you are like go to another parallel universe of you, and you're like visiting like the multiverse of your other selves.
Yeah. Again, another part, like dreaming and nightmares and all that stuff. People still don't 100%.
Well, yeah, there's no real. I don't think there's too much you can do scientifically at the moment to kind of verify what it is. I can't wait. Well, I mean, this is a pipe dream that it would be so cool if we could record dreams, like video record dreams. I know that's not anything we can do at the moment. I have dreams sometimes that would make really cool like stories, and I write down the notes, but it doesn't like do the visual stuff that I remember seeing justice. And then just sometimes they're just so odd and weird. It's like, what the hell was that about? And I know everyone has that, but it'd be so cool to like Black Mirror it and replay it.
Wasn't that in something?
I think so. There was like some way you could, or it was like memory dreams and stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to figure out the science of that.
Yeah, I think we need to like get really scientific with sleep and not just fall asleep on these mattresses. And like, we need to like, they need to make some like, like hyperbolic chambers and things like that. We need to like, with like a breathing mask so we can like sleep. So I bet we don't need as much sleep as we're getting if we had like optimal, like 4 hours of perfect sleep, where we could like maybe even like take like a drug or something that puts you to sleep. Cause you know, sometimes we know when you get like surgery and they like knock you out. That's like sometimes the best sleep, and you wake up and you're like, you're super groggy, but like, oh, I don't know.
Feel better.
Feel great.
You know what I'm even more interested in is, just because I'm super productive all the time, is the Rick and Morty thing, where in an episode of Rick and Morty recently, he figured out how to, basically you're still sleeping, but your body.
Oh, your body does stuff?
You can like send tasks for your body. So like one of them was trying to get abs. So they would literally do ab exercises all night. And then in the morning they would wake up. So think about it. Like, you wouldn't have to exercise during the day because you're doing it at night.
That'd be so cool. You just wake up and you're sore and fit.
Like, oh, I did it. Or you could have somebody like write your homework for you or like your body, but.
But your mind's still asleep. You're like a zombie essentially or something.
That would be really interesting. Dangerous, but interesting. Like, what if you wrote a note, you were like, kill your neighbor? Be like, that wasn't me. It wasn't me.
That was zombie me.
My wife wrote it in there. And like, I didn't know. Yeah, that would be crazy. Having to write a movie. So I'm very interested in sleep. And that's why I wanted to talk about sleep in general and all the things that have to go with it. Because I think I forget if I mentioned before, but I have an Aura ring, not sponsored. and Bobby got me the Aura ring for Mother's Day, because after we had Melody, our daughter, I was obviously not sleeping great for a while. So I wanted the ring to like tell me, because there would be some nights I would like kind of be awake and then not. And I didn't know how much sleep I was actually getting. I just either felt crappy or okay in the morning. So it was cool to like see.
I used to wear my Apple Watch a lot, and then it was notifying me that my heart rate while I was sleeping was getting too low. It would like,
oh yeah.
Remember that? And we asked the doctor, and he's like, oh, if you work out, you probably just have a good resting heart rate and stuff. And I'm like, oh. Okay.
Yeah, that too. Wearing something to sleep is also good, because you can see if you have any heart problems, like if it stays. Well, mine tells me specifically, especially if I have like a couple alcoholic drinks before I go to bed, or a big meal, or get overstimulated before I go to bed, it'll tell me that my resting heart rate took longer than normal to stabilize, which means that you didn't get good sleep at the beginning part of your night. And also, the beginning part of your night is the most important part of your sleep. Like, if you get woken up I learned this when we had a newborn baby because I was trying to figure out the best way for us to like sleep or shit, like figure out our sleep schedules. But if you get woken up within the first 4 hours of your sleep, that's way worse than getting woken up in the last like 3 to 4 hours.
So if you get woken up like 30 minutes into sleeping?
Yeah, that's bad.
Because that happens to me a lot.
Oh, no. Well, that's bad.
Like I'll fall
30 minutes to an hour if you get woken up. That's bad.
I'll fall asleep and then I'll wake up. I don't know. I heard some because the TV's on, or I'll slightly wake up and then the light or the from the TV will wake me up even more. That's why I often turn it off right away.
Ah, we don't have to keep it on.
Well, I've gotten used to it. I mean,
but yeah,
I wouldn't mind trying to stop falling asleep to the TV because I feel like
because your deep sleep happens only in the first half of the night. Once you hit the second half of the night, for some reason, your deep sleep no longer. You're only in light and REM sleep is the end. And it's cool because my ring shows me that. Again, not sponsored. I just thought it was cool.
Maybe I should get one. Because I don't like the watch.
Yeah, I don't like sleeping with the watch. I don't like sleeping with like something on my wrist.
And I like that you don't have to charge it all the time, which is nice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm gonna sponsor get? I'm gonna get the Whoop band I've been thinking about getting.
Oh yeah, that's that one's more, not bad either.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So like I said, I mainly got fascinated and did a lot of research on sleep when we had a newborn because for anybody who has never had a newborn baby, they won't understand. They tell you in the beginning, they're like, you know, it's gonna be rough the first couple months. They wake up a lot. Like she was waking up like every 2 hours in the beginning. So we would take shifts. Then she wouldn't go to sleep unless she was sleeping like on us. And then you can't go to sleep because you have to hold her and make sure you don't like crush her or drop her. So that was definitely, yeah. And you could feel, that was the closest I ever got to like feeling the effects of not sleeping for consecutive days.
That was rough. That was very rough.
Yeah. I mean, luckily we had help so we could sleep in the morning, at the start, but yeah, it's it's a lot different and you learn a lot about sleep and how to optimize your sleep and things like that. So that's why, yeah, this helps a lot. Just tracking everything and seeing where I was good or not, because it'll give me a sleep score. And if my sleep score is low, then I know I'm gonna have a bad day.
Yeah, I like all that, being able to track all this stuff, but I almost don't like it at the same time because I don't want to like gamify my life. I don't want to know all the stats, but at the same time, I do.
It does kind of gamify.
I more so want to know like
your score. You're like,
yeah, like I don't want a sleep score. I don't want that. I don't want to be my sleep last night was bad. Like, I just want to know what my heart rate was, stuff like the more scientific stuff that I should be monitoring. Like, oh, your heart rate was good or your heart rate was bad or I don't know, stuff like that. Your breathing.
Just get a heart
bad.
Monitor.
Yeah. No, I think the Whoop band is more interesting, but I know that does like a sleep score as well.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you slept really well. You should have a good day. And then you have a bad day. It's like, what the hell? You said I was going to have a good day.
I mean, I will say the majority of the times it says that my scores are high, I do feel good.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I'm going to have a good day, but I feel fine. Yeah. And then, yeah. But anyway, do you know why we dream?
Why we dream? Yeah. I feel like it's kind of like our brain processing all the information. Cause I often have dreams of things that happened within like the last day or so. And it like takes that information and kind of processes it.
It's close. It says, again, there's a lot that experts don't know about why people dream and where dreams come from. However, the prevailing theory is that dreaming helps you consolidate and analyze memories like skills and habits and likely serves as a rehearsal, in quotes, for various situations and challenges that one faces during the daytime.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of dreams I have are, like I said, of things that have either happened that day or like a couple days past. And I'm like, oh, why? I'm like, oh yeah, I was thinking about this. Or even if I just think of something random during the day,
yeah,
I'll dream about that at night. Not all the time, but just if something sticks out.
It's funny. Is that why I have dreams sometimes of me running away from serial killers? Is that like a rehearsal for what I would do if I was in that situation? I guess so.
That's just your paranoid mind.
It's usually after I watch some sort of scary show. Yeah. Or at least like a day later.
Yeah, because like if I'm playing Destiny late into the night and then I go right to bed, I will vividly have dreams that I'm either playing the game or I'm in the game. Like I'm actually in the game. So it definitely makes sense that it's rehearsing or just kind of reorganized. It's like shuffling through like, all right, you were doing this. This was happening. Remember this, whatever.
And then I did hear, you told me this once, and I was like, no. It says most people do dream every night.
Every night I dream. For sure. Every night I dream.
Yeah, but remember I said, I don't think I do. And you were like, no, everybody does.
I think you do, but you just don't.
Yeah, so it says, you don't remember your dreams unless you're awakened during them or just after them.
I think that's why, is that I get awakened from my dreams. Like, I'll wake up, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning. And so I've written in my notes before, if I've had like a really cool dream that would make for a good story. And I'll be like, all right, I'm not going to remember this when I wake up. If I want to jot it down, I got to do it. So I'll just write kind of like bullet point notes of what just happened. But yeah, I think my dreams wake me up a lot. I don't know if that's from my night terror past, but.
Yeah, well, it could either wake you up in the middle of the night, or most dreams happen actually toward the end of your sleep. So in the morning.
Yeah, like you could also I often wake up around 5:30 a lot.
Yeah, but it
that's
could also
a common time for me to wake up from my dreams.
Yeah, oh, I was around. Well, your dreams can also last all the way till you wake up at like your normal time. Yeah, 7
but
or 8.
There's a lot of times where I get woken up from dreams, and then I'll be like, "Oh, it's 5:30," and then I'm trying to go back to sleep, because that's a lot of times when I say like, "Oh, I was up early," and then it took me a while to fall back asleep, and then I sleep for another hour. So that's like the common time for me.
That stinks.
Yeah, it's because I'm not taping my mouth and breathing through my nose
apparently
properly, and reading and all the other stuff I'm supposed to do to be a perfect human being.
Well, it does say I will. There's some like reasons why people might have night terrors or sleepwalking. So I'll let you know. You can tell me if you have any of these, because that might also be contributing to whatever your sleep issues are. But the next section is about night terrors, which is your
expertise area. Thankfully, not so much anymore.
Yeah, I'll explain what night terrors are for people who might not know what they are. But night terrors are a sleep disorder in which a person quickly awakens from sleep in a terrified state. The cause is unknown, but night terrors are often triggered by fever, lack of sleep, or periods of emotional tension, stress, or conflict. Night terrors are like nightmares, except that nightmares usually occur during rapid eye movement, like REM sleep, and are most common in the early mornings. Whereas night terrors usually happen in the first half of the night.
Yep.
Also, night terrors are more common in pre-adolescent boys.
Yep, that's when it happened a lot.
Yeah, though they are also fairly common in children 3 to 5 years old, which is interesting.
Yeah,
I think. Because kids don't normally have like, well, I guess they could have stress or emotional.
Is pre-adolescent like pre-puberty?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I had mine.
Yeah, so puberty, like, yeah, pre-puberty boys.
Because I think mine happened around like when I was around 10 and they continued for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were terrifying.
But didn't yours have to do with sleepwalking too, or yep. No?
Well, it wasn't so much sleepwalking. It was more so that it would feel like I was awake and dreaming still. And what my dad found that would help a lot was he would like walk me around the house very calmly, and it would kind of like bring me back, snap me out of it.
While you were sleeping still or after?
I'd be in the night terror, and I would wake up. And I think it was that half awake, half asleep thing. And I'd, you know, be freaking out or whatever. And they found that it was best to like, just kind of like walk me around. And I would, cause I never had night terrors of like, I wouldn't be walking around and having them still. It was like coming out of it.
You weren't like sleepwalking.
No, I wouldn't sleep. I wouldn't sleepwalk, but I would. So the things that always stuck with me is night terrors for me always felt like trying to do something impossible. Where the best example I can give is, I always had this one like reoccurring one where I was like up in the clouds in the sky, and I had to like stand on a flagpole essentially. It wasn't exactly that, but that's the feeling that I can remember, is I'd always have to do like impossible things, and then the consequences obviously was like death. And I was like, that was the fear. One, I remember we were on vacation, and I remember seeing the top half of my vision was the dream, and the bottom half of my vision was like not was awake. And I remember like, I was having the night terror. My mom was in the room with me trying to like, you know, not wake, calm I guess, wake me up, calm me down, whatever she was doing. And I remember seeing her and seeing the dream. That was freaky. But yeah, they were bad. They were very, the best thing I can describe them as is always having that like fear of trying or having to do something that felt impossible and knowing that I couldn't do it. I haven't had them since I was young, so it's hard to remember exactly. My parents probably can probably talk more about them, but yeah, they were, I know my mom said one time I was gonna shoot her or something. Like she said, she woke me up and I was like crying and screaming like that I was gonna like shoot her, but not like saying it to her, but like, oh, I'm gonna have to shoot. I don't know. Something weird like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, my dad would always, whatchamacallit, walk me around. He said that was like the best way of me kind of coming out of it. Yeah, they were very terrifying.
Were you in like elementary school?
I was like around 10.
Oh.
Like, I think in that age range. They were for a couple years on and off. They weren't every night. They were random.
That's interesting. Why do they happen more with boys?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think I ever had night terrors. I would have reoccurring nightmares.
Did you ever have sleep paralysis where you were awake and couldn't move?
I don't know. I do have, I have memories of like, I have two reoccurring nightmares.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those were my.
Where? So, no, go ahead.
One of the reoccurring nightmares I had was I'd always be like floating out of my room, down the hallway, down the stairs, into the downstairs hallway. And the dream would always progress a little bit further and a little bit further every time. And I would always remember like at the end of the hallway, it was like glowing tiger eyes.
Creepy.
Yeah. But I never, that one, I'm trying to think the other one I had.
I feel like my reoccurring nightmares were around the same age. Isn't that weird?
I have another one that's currently reoccurring. I'm trying to.
Oh, currently reoccurring?
Yeah. Well, it happens. And I pretty, what is it called when you can almost, you know, you're dreaming?
Lucid dream.
Yeah. I'll have that now where the reoccurring dream is happening and I'm like, oh, I've been here before. I know what's happening. And I try to like control it. I just can't remember exactly what it is. That's the thing about dreams, it's so weird. That's why I wish you could record them, is that in the moment you're like, oh, this has happened before. I know this dream, but then I can't really recall it. I think I just kind of try to not remember it. It's not bad. It's like a weird, it's just something happening.
Mine happened for a long time, but I feel like it's the same around the same age. Maybe girls, the reason why boys have more is maybe they're more like vocal about it. Cause I definitely remember having these where like I'd be really scared, but I just wouldn't say anything. I would just like deal with it. Like maybe I just didn't scream or yell or anything to where my parents would know that something was going on. But maybe it has something to do with your hormones. Maybe it's like, cause you're before, maybe it's like right before you start going through puberty and stuff. Yeah. Maybe that's why. But yeah, I had weird ones. I had one, the only one I could think of that might be like a sleep paralysis thing was in my room. There was like a dresser and the door. And whenever the door was open, you couldn't see the corner because it would open to the dresser and hit the dresser.
Yeah.
So at night when the door would close, I remember having, I guess they were dreams, but I would hear this. I was thinking about it while you're talking. I was like, this is going to sound really scary. In the corner, I would hear voices and I thought they were like ants. They were there was like multiple voices and they lived in that corner and they would like talk to me. And sometimes it was scary and sometimes it was fine. But yeah. I swear it was a dream.
Yeah.
Like, because I don't remember.
So I have that even now where I think I wake up and I hear voices, but I think it's my mind still dreaming and hearing things.
Yeah, it could be.
That's what I think it is. Cause it happens now, not all, like very infrequently.
Yeah.
Or it's like voices from the TV. I don't know, but I'll wake up a lot of times and I'll hear someone like saying like, oh, Bobby, or something, like talking to me. And then I'm like kind of looking around and I'm like, oh, it was just like one of those weird dreams.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've had sleep paralysis a couple times. I can remember like when I was young, waking up, and I couldn't move. I just couldn't move. And it felt like I was super sore and fatigued and like tight. You know, when like you have like cramps or like tight, or like muscles or something.
Yeah, I don't think I ever had that.
That's what it felt like. And I couldn't move. And I remember one time I didn't go to school because my neck hurt so bad. Hmm. I don't know if like, maybe I had like a muscle, maybe it's muscle spasms. That kind of makes sense.
It could.
I know my friend Ian had sleep paralysis a couple times, really bad. I've heard a lot of horror stories about sleep paralysis, like sleep, like demons.
Well, they always
stuff.
Say like, that's the joke is like my sleep paralysis demon. Yeah. Is like a meme, but
yeah,
I don't think I've ever had that.
I've had that. Like, and then to go, that will also kind of pair with where I hear like the voices.
Yeah.
Where I think it's my body is still in sleep mode, but my mind is kind of waking up. So I can't really move for a little bit. And then as I'm waking up, I'll like regain movement. But like that'll happen. Like that's happened now. Yeah. I can remember like it happening in our current bed. But yeah, but the voices thing is odd because it's not scary. Because it sounds like, I don't know, it's not like scary voices. It's just, it sounds like maybe like you're trying to talk to me, but, or like I'll hear like things and it's like, oh,
yeah.
I think it's just like the voices from my dreams. It's really
the
odd.
The voices. No, as I say, the one other that I would assume would be a night terror. So I would have this reoccurring dream. And I do remember a couple times I went down to my mom after these dreams. So it was a recurring, I thought I told you this. There's a recurring, you know, like the drama logo, there's like a sad face and a happy face.
Oh yeah. I
think like the masks together. So I would have dreams where that would pop up like in my brain, I guess. And then depending, like it would decide in the dream, which one it wanted, like the happy or the sad one. And if it was the happy one, I would have like an okay dream and it wouldn't be scary. But if it would do the sad one, like if the sad one like decided to be the main one, then it would be a scary one. And I had two reoccurring scary ones. It was one, which is funny. So the one is I would go downstairs and the lights would be off and the lights would turn on and there would be a lady in the kitchen that was not anybody that I remembered or knew. And then the lights would turn off and she would, and then turn back on and she would get closer and closer and closer. Oh. And she'd be like a scary, crazy lady, which is weird because that's definitely been a horror movie trope before, but I definitely had never seen that as a 10-year-old that. So I don't know if I just like conjured that because that would be scary and it is, and that's why it's in horror movies. Mm-hmm. So that was the one. Or the second one was I would go down to the basement and we used to have this like construction bench toy that if you pressed the button down on it, it would make like construction sounds like saws and whatever. It was my brother's. And I would have a dream where I would go downstairs and he would be like hunched over it. And then he would turn around and he was like a demon. And then he would chase after me. And I had to like press the button to be able to get out of the dream. I would have to like go get around him to get to the thing. But I would have them over and over and over again. And it would always start with like the drama masks.
That's so
like
weird.
Super vivid to me. Wow. Is like those two things. And I still to this day. So the people that are in your dreams.
That'd be a good story.
Right? The people that are in your dreams are people that you have seen in real life. Like you don't just conjure new people. In anything. So like you could see an actor on TV and like that, or an unknown actor, and then they show up in your dream and you're like, I've never seen this person before. But like, or just seeing somebody like out in public, your brain could still pop that person back in.
Mm-hmm.
So technically that crazy lady was definitely a lady I had seen at some point.
Yeah. Or it could have been a scary movie and then your mind made it into this, like that scary lady was now this scary lady in the kitchen or something like that.
But you always, whoever's in your dreams are people or things you have seen like either on the internet or TV
or
in real life.
I mean, I have dreams like that all the time where it's like, why am I dreaming about this person or whatever it may be.
Like I have dreams about people from high school that I haven't talked to forever.
I have that. I have that. Random people throughout my life that just pop up in my dreams.
Like, oh yeah, I think I used to work with that person. I think.
That's always weird. I'll have dreams a lot of times that I'm with my friends, like my main group of friends, but then there's always like someone that I haven't seen in a long time that's like part of that group, and it's like, oh, why are they there, whatever it may be.
Well, that's why a lot of people think dreams are like trying to show you something that's not there. Mm-hmm. Or like your subconscious trying, and it's not necessarily, they say that it's usually like a lot of people, I used to be really into dream meanings and stuff, but I've kind of fallen off of it now.
Yeah.
It could, I mean, it could tell you if you're stressed about something that you don't realize you're stressed about, but you're not, like, if there's dreams, because there's dreams where, remember, you would do something, you'd be like, what a dream Bob.
Oh, yeah, where I was always doing.
You would do something mean.
Be mad at me.
Yeah.
I know that's like, it happens a lot with people.
Yeah. But it doesn't necessarily mean that I think that you're mean in real life.
Yeah.
And the dream's trying to tell me that. It could be anything. It could literally be
your worries and like whatever are being transported into the visual representation of me, and then you're like someone you love so much is like doing these bad things to you. I don't know.
But anyway, next segment is about sleepwalking, which I don't know if you've ever done.
I think it was part of the night terrors that I had because I kind of remember that. I don't really have too vivid of memories of that.
So my brother used to.
Yeah.
I think it, again, I'm pretty sure this is another boy thing. I don't know why. I don't know why boys have such sleep problems when they're younger. I don't
understand.
It
must have to do with like
hormones. It has to do with testosterone.
Testosterone.
But his was scary because he could open doors. So he literally like.
Well, I mean, have you seen like that one lady who like records herself when she's yeah. sleepwalking, like farts and well, does funny stuff.
I know it can be triggered by like if you eat really greasy, salty foods,
yeah.
Like right before bedtime, which is also triggers bad dreams, which I think I've told you. So if you eat something really greasy, salty, or like just a bad junk food too close to bedtime, you're more prone to getting nightmares.
So there's this jujitsu guy. His name is Mikey. Oh God, why can't Musumeci? Mikey Musumeci.
Yeah.
And his training and diet. So he trains all day and then he eats a huge meal at night. And it's the same thing. It's like pizza and pasta. And he eats like a big thing of like a gallon of acai, like whatever. Yeah. And he does that every night. I'd be interested to know if he has
nightmares,
weird
night.
Dreams because of that.
Oh yeah, not necessarily nightmares, but you'll have more crazy, vivid dreams if you eat like bad right. I don't recommend doing this because it's not good to eat bad right before bed anyway. But yeah, his was bad, and I've heard of this before, like. I pray that Melody never sleepwalks because I'll be so nervous of her. I'll have to like put beepers on her doors or something. But like I think I told you the story before. The scariest one that my mom told me about was we were camping in an RV once and he sleepwalked out of the RV and she found him. Like she woke up because she heard the door open of the RV and walked out and the door's just wide open. Meanwhile, if this would have happened to me, I would have thought somebody broke into our RV.
Yeah, for sure.
And started freaking out.
But well, she probably looked around.
Yeah, she
noticed he wasn't there.
She looks out the door and all she sees is my brother just standing. So like, meanwhile, we're parked on like a cliff. There's cliff that goes, like there was like a guardrail, like a metal guardrail, but you could just hop over the guardrail if you wanted and go like down the cliff. It was I don't think he would have died. It was like a mountain cliff, not like a cliff.
Okay.
But it definitely would have hurt him if he went down. But she saw him just standing at the guardrail, like looking over to the cliff, sleeping.
That's terrifying.
And so the whole next day she was freaking out because she was like, what if something would have happened? What if he would have like fallen down?
Yeah.
Like I said, if the guardrail wasn't there, he might have just walked right off. Yeah. But he like had stopped by the guardrail. But yeah, that was scary. I never witnessed him sleepwalking. I must have slept through the whole thing. But he apparently did it around our house too.
I'm sure I did it. I just don't remember it. It would have been good had my parents call in all the stories of maybe we can revisit it some other episode.
Yeah. Of what? Oh, you're
just terrors. A whole episode on my night terrors. And we'll have them either on it or like their stories.
Nice. Well, it's the same thing with sleepwalking. Apparently, like the factors that contribute to it is sleep deprivation, stress, fever, sleep schedule disruptions, and traveling. So maybe that's
interesting
what set
because
him off,
yeah, traveling. Traveling.
I don't know.
Interesting that those are things that you wouldn't, I guess,
like for a little kid.
Yeah, but I mean, when you're like, you know, pre-adolescent going.
I mean, you're kind of
puberty. That can be stress. I mean, obviously, kids can have stress and stuff, but
yeah, because they don't understand.
I had no issues that I can remember, that would have caused it.
Yeah,
like I don't have any like traumatic things that happened to me that I can remember. But
I also feel like kids have sleep disruptions a lot too.
Yeah,
because they don't want to sleep, so they might like be up in the middle of the night hanging out, and you don't know.
Maybe it was all the video games I was playing. Yes.
Maybe. It says sleepwalking can also sometimes be triggered by underlying conditions that interfere with sleep, such as sleep disordered breathing.
That could have been it.
Yeah, that's why I said.
Because I've always had issues breathing.
Yeah, it could have been.
Could have been, you know, the deviated septum that I had.
Yeah. Maybe it was causing your body stress because it was like, oh my God.
You can't breathe.
You can't breathe. there's that. There's taking certain medications, which I've also heard. There was a whole movie about a wife that like killed her husband and they were blaming the medication for making her sleepwalk and like,
jeez.
Yeah. Oh, she killed her husband in her sleep. Sorry. I missed that.
Oh, God.
Yeah. There was all, but I mean, not to ruin the movie. I think it was based on a real story. But then eventually I think you find out that like she lied about, it. She wanted to kill her husband and get away with it. So she like pretended that the medication, so they basically had to do all these studies to see if this medication would actually cause that, and it said it could cause sleep walking but like it shouldn't cause you to actually do some sort of action like that. But I don't know. And it also says substance use such as alcohol can cause it, restless leg syndrome, and GERD, which is interesting, which is like GERD is like what I used to have when I was pregnant, the heartburn.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Stuff. It's like
interesting. Alcohol.
Indigestion or whatever. Risk factors that may also include the risk of sleepwalking is genetics. So if it runs in your family, you're more prone to it, and age. Oh, yeah. I wonder if Ryan's boy. I got to ask if my nephews go through it at some point. and age. So younger children are more prone to sleepwalking than older adults. But really? It can happen, just like that girl on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says more often in children than adults.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
I.
And also, again, a lot is unknown about sleepwalking, too.
Yeah, I guess they're just not putting much research into it just because.
Or maybe they have. They just can't. It's kind of like space, maybe. Like, it's just. Or death. Like, you can't really.
Well, you can't see the dreams. You can't.
You can monitor your brain activity when you're sleeping, which they've done, but they can't. Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like they could find, like, they can monitor you so much and they could say, oh, this is happening while you're sleeping, this brain activity or this breathing or recovery. Interesting. I feel like they should know more.
I do too.
Come on, scientist.
Maybe they're hiding something. Maybe they must know more.
They know that we go to another universe and there's a multiverse.
They just don't want us.
They know what happens after death, but they don't want to tell because they want to keep us trapped in the Matrix.
Oh my God.
I'm a believer of things. Like I'm not a conspiracy person, but I am open-minded. That's the word I like to say. I'm open-minded. And I very much think. And sleep might have to do with it. I feel like they know. I feel like.
Lizard people?
No, I'm not going to go like creepy conspiracy. I just feel like the top people in the world know a lot of stuff they don't tell us.
Oh, of course.
And I'm sure.
They would want to like, tell us?
Or? As far as aliens and what exists outside of our planet and universe, I feel like they know. There's got to be. There's just no way they don't know or haven't found anything.
I mean, it's possible they haven't. The universe is so
possible.
Big
for sure, possible. That's why I'm not saying this is for sure.
I'm sure they've seen stuff found stuff that maybe is.
But condemning. I feel like there's probably. They
put out some stuff recently.
Yeah, it's all distractions.
Long. Oh, yeah.
We got to have, what's his name? Tom DeLong on here.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about conspiracies and aliens. That'd be fun.
That'd be fun. Yeah. Get Tom DeLong to give us a call. Maybe when we go see them live.
Tom, come on our podcast.
We'll get like a sign that says, come on our podcast.
Come talk about aliens. But I feel like sleep is part of that because they don't know much about it. Because there has to be something with our minds.
I mean,
that happened when we sleep. I know they can't like study it.
To
so
be
much.
Fair. How often does like nutritional information change?
Yeah.
So there's still, that's something that we deal with every day as well, that they've been researching for a long time and they still don't know 100% of the answers. Yeah. They know some.
Well, I think
they're
that,
like,
I think that's,
this is good and this is
bad. Well, I think the problem with food and nutrition is there's so many variables and that we've genetically modified food and our diets so much in the past, like 100
years.
And it's
also definitely influenced by companies.
Money
as well.
And whatnot.
That's like oh my God, we should talk about this on the next one. That's like that thing the new food pyramid that came out and they were trying to say that, what was it? That was, Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms
was better for you
than
a steak. That's crazy. We should talk about fast food or nutrition or something.
Yeah, for sure.
Or something that encompasses both.
Yeah, that's definitely.
I feel like that's funny because that's a topic that I feel like would get people riled up for no reason. Nutrition information should not get people riled up just because everybody has their
money.
Own take
it's money.
On it.
It's money.
No. Well, I meant like if you tell somebody, like if somebody's like thinks the vegan diet is optimal.
Yeah.
You have all these people that are like, you don't know what you're talking about.
But again, I think that's.
Everybody has their own opinion on it.
Well, it's opinions, but everyone's lives and bodies are so different.
Well, that too. I think there are certain things that like diets that have worked for me that haven't worked for other people and vice versa.
Yeah,
it's
for
like
sure.
Everybody's. Different and nobody
and
like,
I think the same thing can happen with sleep. I feel like some people don't need a lot of sleep because maybe they are very active, very healthy.
Yeah. Well, so the recommended is between 7 and 9. Yeah, but I do know that
I know
there's
a lot
some,
of, I'm sure there's a lot of people who get like 4 hours and
they're
fine.
Some people get between 4 and 6 and are totally fine.
Yeah.
Now, granted, do I know what they're like?
I think
got 7 to 9. I don't know. We yeah. have to compare. Like,
and I know a lot of people who are in the military, they operate on different schedules so that they're able to operate with less sleep, but also they're, you know, generally more healthy.
I think fit. I could operate, like, especially during the newborn stages, if I could get 4 to 5 solid straight hours
uninterrupted
of sleep, I was okay. I definitely wasn't optimal, but I was okay to get through like the day and not be a zombie.
We need a great reckoning in our society that we prioritize health and wellness and not pills and pharmaceutical, where everyone eats properly, exercises properly, and sleeps properly.
Well, that too. How many people get sleep pills instead of like recommendations on how to actually
Well, I think that's a problem with
what's keeping you up.
A lot of generations, and I think it's starting to change because people are becoming more conscious of it, is that we thought, oh, we can just cure all our issues with pills and pharmaceuticals, and there's, you know, trillions of dollars in that industry. So they're like, that's not something they're going to try and go away. Yeah. And instead of, you know, giving people the proper way of health and wellness, they're like, no, just spend all the money on pills and you'll be fine. And I think that goes along with sleep, where instead of allowing our lives to properly run its course as far as rest and recovery, they're just like, naturally, they're just like, no, everyone's got to wake up to an alarm because you got to go to work. And here's a pill to make you fall asleep. And here's melatonin. It'll help you. And it's just, it just all feels like a big scam. It does. When you like peel the layers back on the onion, you realize how much of it is just controlled by money. And I'm not trying to be some sort of like conspiracy, I hate society person, but you open your mind to things. You're like, why is everyone doing the same thing when we know this isn't the right way? Like,
because it's the way it always was.
It's the way it is and it works and that's the way it's going to be.
I hate when people say that, like, we've been doing it like this for years. It's like, okay, well, don't you want to
it's not working great.
Don't you want to evolve?
Yeah.
What if people said that back in the day when people were like, let's see, I invented this thing called electricity.
And bullshit. We got candles. We're good.
We got candles. We've been using this for years.
I hate that. I hate people's inability to accept evolution and change.
Just because
that's like the biggest gripe I have is when people are so reluctant to evolution and change, and technology was a lot, you know, huge.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, it's not all good.
Yeah, there's we need to accept everything that comes along. But if things aren't working, if it's good enough that people are like, oh, it's working good enough and blah, blah, blah. It's like
me with my tech stuff.
But when it comes to like our lives, and I always think of this. So I get massages a lot because it helps me with rest and recovery. And I always think, there's people who have so much aches and pains that they just let build up over time, and over time they just don't want to go get it properly taken care of, that you develop these calluses essentially to you.
I would also specify that it depends on the person's financial situation.
I understand that, but when you have...
But you could also find ways to do it yourself. Like,
yes.
You could literally get whatever that thing
is. I'm trying to use that as an example. Gotcha. That when I have issues and I've been able to take care of it, but I think like, before that, when I used to have chronic back and shoulder pain because of sitting all day at a desk, and I think to myself, people just deal with it. They just deal with this pain and it just makes their lives crappy. And instead of breaking out of this cycle of, it's fine, I'll be fine, I'll be fine. It's like, no, just try something new, do something differently. And I think...
So bringing it back to sleep.
That's what I was going to say.
If you've been sleeping bad instead of just accepting it or thinking that's how things are or taking melatonin or a pill.
Or a pill.
Do some I literally look up, if I have an issue in my life, that's my go-to, is I Google it.
Yep.
And I Google multiple sources, not just one, because not everybody, but a lot of people have agendas. But like, go to multiple sources, look up like best sleep practices, how to get better sleep. And instead of just writing off like, oh, drinking chamomile tea, that's not going to do anything for me. Like, just try it.
Yeah.
Try it for a day, like a week. Yeah. And don't try it for a day and be like, it didn't work. You got to try stuff for like at least a week. Just try read a book before bed. Don't look at your screen and see if it helps. If it doesn't, then move on to like medication or seeing a doctor.
I think caffeine. Caffeine plays a large role in a lot of
I can't have, I mean, this sounds like an old person thing, but I can't have caffeine past like 4 o'clock now and get good sleep, even though I don't go to sleep till like 11.
Because I mean, caffeine's a drug. It's probably the most widely used drug in the world. And it's an interesting one. I don't know how true this is. I just heard this, that caffeine doesn't give you energy. It just blocks.
Yeah, it does.
The like receptors of feeling tired. So if we're just constantly doing that every day, that can't be good for our body. Then you're trying to go to sleep and it's like, well, you've been putting stuff in me all day that's not allowing me to.
Yeah, sugar.
Yeah, caffeine. Sugar. That's another thing I think is really screwing up people's ability to sleep well is sugar.
You're like, I don't have a solution besides research and try new things.
Yeah, I just think we've.
Don't just endure.
That's it. Don't endure. We just accept that this is the way things are and we don't try to look for other ways to cure the problems we have. We just, there's a pill. There's a miracle pill for this. And it's like, yeah, that might help, but it's not, the long term is not going to work. You need other sources, other ways to deal with the issues.
I'm very excited for this one because this is one of my favorite creepypasta stories that I get to talk about. Some of you may have heard about it already.
I remember you telling me about this. You told me, my memory's not great.
I even forgot the ending until I reread it and I was like, ooh, the ending's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will preface this by saying, so I was gonna read the entire story, but it's very long. So if you want to read the entire like book laid out, like as if you're reading a book story, look it up. It's called The Russian Sleep Experiment. There's also an accompanying photo that I'll show you later when we get into it, just to set the tone of what I'm talking about. There's a creepy photo. Google it at your own risk. But you can read the whole story as well if you're interested. But I'm basically, it's still long, so that's why this is like the one main story for today. But it's not written out as like a storytelling. It's more of a synopsis. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, the Russian sleep experiment. And I will say this is a creepypasta. It has not been verified as a true story. Creepypasta, for people who don't know, is just a scary internet urban legend, basically, that's been like passed around for years. And nobody knows where it originated from.
Whenever I hear the word creepypasta, all I think about is like,
it's pasta.
It's pasta.
Creepypasta.
Like lots of pasta.
I forget. I learned why it's called a creepypasta.
Yeah, I remember too.
Like it does tie into that word, but I forget why.
I want pasta.
I have leftover pasta if you want.
Maybe.
The story recounts an experiment set in 1947 at a covert Soviet test facility. In a military-sanctioned scientific experiment, 5 prisoners that were deemed enemies of the state were kept in a sealed gas chamber with an experimental gas-based stimulant compound continually administered to keep the subjects awake for 30 consecutive days. The prisoners were falsely promised that they would be set free from the prison if they completed the experiment in the specified 30 days. The subjects began, as usual, during the initial 5 days, talking to each other and whispering to the researchers through the one-way glass, though it was noted that their discussions gradually became darker in the subject matter. After 9 days, one subject began screaming uncontrollably for hours while the others did not react to his outburst. The man screamed for so long that he tore his vocal cords and was rendered mute as a result. When the second person started screaming, the others prevented the researchers from looking inside, like their containment unit, by pasting torn book pages and their own feces on the porthole windows. A few days passed without the researchers being able to look inside, during which the chamber was completely silent. The researchers used the intercom to test if the subjects were still alive and got a short response of a subject expressing compliance each day. On the 15th day, the researchers decided to turn off the stimulating gas and reopen the chamber. The subjects did not want the gas to be turned off for fear they would fall asleep. Upon looking inside, they discovered that the 4 surviving subjects had performed lethal and severe mutilation and disembowelment on themselves during the past couple days, including tearing off sections of skin and muscle, removing multiple organs, practicing cannibalism on themselves as well as on others, and allowing 4 inches of blood and water to accumulate on the floor by jamming paper and pieces of flesh they tore into the several drains. The subjects violently refused to leave the chamber and begged the scientists to continue administering the stimulate. Oh my gosh, I can't
stimulate.
Talk. They begged the scientists to continue administering the stimulant, murdering one soldier and severely injuring another that attempted to remove them. After eventually being removed from the chamber, all subjects were shown to exhibit extreme strength, unprecedented resistance to anesthetics and sedatives, the ability to remain alive despite lethal injuries, and a desperate desire to stay awake and be given the stimulant. It was also found that if any one of the subjects fell asleep, they would die. After being somewhat treated for their severe injuries, the surviving three subjects were prepared to return to the gas chamber with the stimulant by the orders of the military officials, though against the will of the researchers. With EEG monitors showing short, recurring moments of brain death, like to the people that were in the chamber. Before the chamber was sealed, one of the subjects fell asleep and died, and the only subject that could speak screamed to be immediately sealed in the chamber. The military commander ordered for three other researchers to be closed inside the chamber alongside the two remaining subjects. One researcher immediately drew his gun and killed the commander and the mute subject by shooting both of them in the head, causing the other person to flee the room. With only one surviving subject, the terrified researcher explained that he would not allow himself to be locked in a room with monsters that could no longer be called people. He desperately asked what the subject was, to which the subject smiled and identified himself and the other fallen subjects as an inherent evil inside the human mind that is kept in check by the act of sleeping. After a brief pause, the researcher shot the prisoner, and with his dying breath on the floor, the subject muttered his final words, so nearly free. So the whole theory of the story is that the reason we sleep is to, like, keep the evil.
Keep our demons inside.
Yeah. And if you don't sleep, then they come out. And that's why the subjects were, like, inherently strong and couldn't die. And
yeah. Yeah, there's a couple thoughts running through my head about that.
What?
Just, like, making sense of not making sense of it.
They made a movie about it too.
I know that certain drugs can take people to different, like, realms, people think.
Well, yeah, if you're hallucinating.
So I think maybe lack of sleep can kind of.
Do you want to see what they
look like? Do something similar?
Do you want to see the image that was associated with the story?
Yeah. Damn, really? That's fake.
Well, yeah, the whole story's fake. Oh. It's not proven real. The photo is definitely fake, but it's creepy. Every time I see this photo, I'm like, hate it.
So
they made a movie about it.
So this is a fake story.
As far as
we not know, proven.
Yes. Not proven.
But a lot of times, you know, they could just be covering it up.
It was from the 1940s. So
You know, they did a lot of creepy things during wartime and experiments. So this definitely sounds like something that could have been done. Going back to what I was saying before about how I think maybe when we dream, we go to another, like, multiverse universe that is either our lot, that's like another version of ourselves, which could be interesting because if with that, like, multiverse theory that there's infinite numbers of universes, maybe when we sleep, we, like, we're somehow all, like, ourselves and another universe connected, and we go to that somehow. So maybe with this, their lack of sleep, they were more vividly being part of that, even though it sounds horrifying, the things that you were talking about. I'm just trying
to. Well, they basically became demons. So that's why they started, like, destroying each other and being.
I don't know.
If you want to look at it from, like, a logical explanation.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to come up with some sort of, like, logical.
It would be that they didn't go with sleep for so long that they started to hallucinate and thought they were demons.
Yeah, which, that makes sense.
And then, I mean, you can't really explain the like not dying when they had lethal injuries, but it could have been just from pure like stimulant and adrenaline maybe was keeping them going. And that's why
maybe the thing
that, that's why they didn't want to stop getting it, because they and once they fell asleep, they died. Yeah. It was probably because it was all out of their bodies.
Yeah.
And they couldn't live through their injuries.
That would be,
if you want to look at it from like a more logical explanation.
Yeah. It's fun to look at it from that.
It's fun.
Trying to make
sense of a that's crazy.
Insane story.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of stories like that that they say are fake could be true or were, you know, maybe not exactly the same, but.
I am curious to see, like, I'm sure there's a YouTube video about it. Like somebody that was actually kept. Oh, didn't Mr. Beast do one where he was kept awake for a certain amount of time? I forget. I want to see like what people start saying and doing.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say like during, we were still getting sleep during the newborn stage. It was definitely broken sleep and like not great quality sleep. But even with that, I remember like not hallucinating, but definitely like not being all there
for a little while
until you could get your sleep back.
Yeah.
But
I think the mind, you know, like the mind can play tricks on you and you hallucinate. It's like, all right, what is that? Like what, how can we make sense of hallucinations? Is it just nonsense that our minds make up, or is it like rooted in something else?
You know what else like is dreams? Crazy? You so you can get I don't know about arrested, but you can get like fined if you drive with not sleeping enough because it's the equivalent of like having
drinking
alcohol
and driving, essentially. Yeah.
I have two short viewer submissions that I wanted to say before we left. But I thought this one's not really a story, but I thought it was interesting that so it's, she wrote herself as Sarah, the 30-year-old lady with like the music notes. Yeah. And it was submitted on the Friday the 13th.
Ah.
But it's funny because I thought up, like Bobby told me about the dream topic, I think right around that time. And then I've like made it into sleeping is creepy. But then Sarah said, like gave the topic idea of sleeping is creepy on the 13th, which is kind of funny. And then she said, you never know what you might dream about.
Mm-hmm.
Is it more creepy being able to control your dreams or having no control? And also my daughters, 13 years old and 8 years old, laughing and talking in their sleep is very creepy.
Yeah, I know. Well, I used to talk a lot in my sleep, right?
I don't you did.
I used to, or do I still do it? I don't do it as much anymore.
If you do, then I sleep through it and I don't even know.
So interesting.
You used to at our old house a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Maybe our mattress is better now. Maybe you sleep better.
Maybe it was my job just causing me so much stress.
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah, it's probably less stress related.
Yep.
But I think Melody used to, when she was like a baby, she would sometimes like laugh or cry in her sleep.
Yeah.
And we had to like realize sleep
crying.
What.
Yeah, yeah, sleep crying.
Because we'd be like, oh my God, she's up. But then they would always say, wait a couple minutes because they might be crying in their sleep. It's like they're not actually crying. They said, have a good weekend and creepy Friday the 13th. Yeah, we totally missed Friday the 13th. I don't even know if there's any. Maybe a couple.
Watch the Jason movie? What do you want to do?
No, but there's probably scary stories about it. It's fine. It's not a real holiday.
No.
Maybe it'll come back around. Again, we could do it another time. And then this person didn't leave their name, so I wrote anonymous to make it creepier. Hey, Lauren and Bobby. This is for when you do a dreams or creepy video. I have a friend who sadly passed away 2 years ago due to a heart problem. We were very close and they defended me from toxic friendships and we made each other laugh. To deal with their passing, I tried to forget the bad memories and focus on the good. And ever since, I've had the same dream once a month. I wake up, the sun's out, I get out of bed, get ready to meet them. We catch up, laugh, and it seemed so real. It was almost as if they were right there. But over time, with me forgetting bad memories, I also forgot the good ones. Their face starts to blur and their voice faint. And it came to the point they had no face and I couldn't remember their voice. I felt terrible. How could someone forget their own friend? When one night it was supposed to be the typical dream, I wake up nervous and go see them, tell them what's happening. But this time it's dark. I was confused. I couldn't move and started to freak out. It was like I was glued to the bed. Then they walk in my room and talk, not in their voice, but a more ominous type, talk about how bad of a friend I am for forgetting about them. I can't talk or move or scream, and they slowly start moving closer and start to strangle me. My chest felt heavy, like something was on top of it. No, I don't have any pets or an animal wasn't sitting on my chest and I could barely breathe. When I woke up, I was sweating and totally freaked out.
Yeah, sleep paralysis.
Yeah, but I was saying that there was a lot, like we could have did a whole episode of just reading viewer submitted stories of, because everybody has like their favorite, like we just told our favorite nightmares or scary story or like dreams. Or
yeah,
whatever.
That sparked a memory of something that I have that happens a lot.
So I was going to read some of them, but a lot of them were like similar, like like just scary things happening and then you woke up. I was trying to find ones that connected in some way. Somebody else that didn't leave their name was talking about not premonition dreams, but like there's a different word for it. Oh, I wish I saved it. But they're basically dreams that happen later, which I've also had.
Oh, I've had that too.
Where like I'll be in a situation and I'll be like, oh my God, wait, I remember this.
I had a dream that I was walking around and I found a skateboard on the side of the road. And it was like the next day, my friends and I were riding our bikes and I found a skateboard on the side of the road. Weird. That was weird. And also to go along with that person's dream in a little bit. So my first dog, Shadow, she died when I was in college. And I'll still, I think I talked, might have talked about this in the last podcast. I don't know why. But I'll have dreams where she's there. And it's like she never died. It's just like, oh, Shadow's here. She's part of, I think we were talking about pets. Oh, yeah, we're talking about pets.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll have the dream where I'll have dreams where she's just there. And it's like, just she's, oh, Shadow's here. She never died. And it's, that's a reoccurring. It hasn't happened in a while, but it has like happened like throughout the past couple, you know, ever since she died.
Yeah.
I wonder how. I'm sure a lot of people have that. Like I'll have dreams about like my grandpa. I haven't had him as of late, but like when he passed, I'd have like dreams about him, like hear his voice and eventually that fades. I wonder if it's just like,
is it another dimension?
Is another dimension, or is it just our minds are like, you're thinking about that person. So your mind is playing that back and trying to like dig up maybe like past memories or stuff like that. And just like replay it to you. And then eventually just kind of slowly fades away.
Yeah, I think it's interesting when you dream about like people who are deceased.
Yeah.
Then you never, some people are like, oh my God, they were trying to tell me something. But were they, or was it you just wanting your them to past up you memories? Something?
I wonder, because they were talking about how if you can control your dream, because I think that would be cool. And I'm sure you can if like, let's say, like I have voicemails from my grandpa and I'm sure if I like play them a lot before I went to bed or like throughout the day, maybe I'll have a dream and it'll like dig up some memory. Like something in my brain will spark, or
maybe
like maybe if you watch like videos of your dad a lot, maybe that'll like cause you to have a dream or something like that.
Yeah,
but could. Yeah, that would, I think in a way we can't control our dreams, because I don't think we can like before we go to sleep like, oh, I want to dream about this. But I think if you are actively like watching or doing something that's like making a lot of brain activity, maybe as you sleep it'll kind of come back into your dream.
Could be. I was thinking.
They should research it. I know they're not doing great on that.
I was thinking about, what's it called? I was trying to remember the word for the type of dream where like you dream something and then it happens.
Oh.
I haven't had it happen.
I know, like, I had another one too. I'm trying to remember it.
I haven't had it happen recently from what I remember.
Yeah, it was when I was young.
Most vivid one I remember is like when I went, I had to go for like high school orientation where they would like show me around the building and like what you're supposed to do between like going to a locker and your class and like whatever. Cause it was all new. Cause we came from like, it was just me and my one friend that went for orientation cause we were going from private school to public school. So they wanted to like show us or whatever. But that exact moment of like standing in an exact part of the hallway and what I saw and heard was like vividly what I had had a dream about like a week or two prior. Which was weird. So I still like very much remember. Yeah. I still very much remember like that one moment. And I remember looking around being like, does that mean something's going to happen right now?
Yeah.
But then nothing happened. So
yeah, I hate when you get, well, it's cool. Interesting. When you have like deja vu happen, you're like, wait, this feels familiar.
Yeah.
What's happening? Why is this happening? Yeah. It's very interesting. And creepy.
Yeah.
When that happens. But yeah, another reoccurring dream I have a lot is that I'm back in school, and I think I've talked about this in the podcast before, and it's always that like I have to take a test or like I didn't prepare for something and I'm like panicking that I didn't do something. I hate it. It's always in high, and I'm always in high school, which is always weird. Yeah,
I do have lots of that or college.
Yeah, but I'm always back in my high school, which, you know, I had a good time in high school. But yeah, it's very interesting how that is a reoccurring thing. But it's always like, oh, you didn't prepare for this test. You're going to fail. I'm like, freaking out in my dreams.
Yeah. Sleeping and dreams and nightmares are weird.
They're very creepy. They are.
And if you don't sleep, you become a demon.
You become a demon.
So there's that.
Yeah. So.
So get some sleep. I think I talked about this, that I was scared to wake my mom.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
If I had a scary dream, I didn't want to wake my mom because I didn't want to like bother her. So instead, I would just stand over her while she was sleeping and wait for her to just happen to wake up because I thought that was a nicer way to wake up as like a child. But thinking back,
you probably gave your mom your mom nightmares about that. And she would probably wake up snoring there.
I'm lucky I didn't give her a heart attack.
Yeah. Hey, mom, I've just been here for a couple hours. I had a bad dream. I've been standing here.
It's like paranormal. Pacing back and forth. Just like stand here.
Just
like,
waiting for you to wake up. Just to let you know.
Just to let you know that I can't.
I'm going to go back to bed now. Sleep well. Get your rest.
Don't look at the Russian sleep experiment photos right before you go to bed.
Yeah, please. If you're listening to this at night, don't look at it.
Look at it
it's
in the
too
morning.
Late now. So if you did, sorry.
Should have prefaced that earlier.
Yep. If you can't breathe well at night, go get checked out for a deviated septum
and get a humidifier.
Get some nose strips because that's apparently important. I was actually thinking of trying those again when I go to bed.
You were like living in those.
Yeah, well, I can
so
breathe.
Photos of you with this nose strip on.
Yeah, it is my right nostril. It used to be my left is fine now, but yeah, I used to, well, because I couldn't like breathe well during the day because my nose was all jacked up, but now I can. Hear that? So
I do.
Maybe I'll look into that. And remember,
everything is creepy.
Sweet dreams.